You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech. And for some of us, it's a low-tech world, at least in some areas, like the kitchen. So what's in yours?
Technology in my kitchen. The blender?
Coffee maker.
Can't say I use anything except maybe for the coffee machine. I don't cook much.
Nutribullet.
George Grill. We have a grill.
Yeah, timers and then thermometers, ovens.
I really try to stay away from the kitchens.
It's like those like mini blenders that you would just go ahead and it's like a big cup and you throw everything in there and you just like press down on it and blends everything.
Microwave. A rice cooker.
Drawers and drawers of gizmos and stuff.
You've got a fancy bottle opener. That's kind of about it.
The blowtorches? Yeah, that's what I call them. Is that what you call them?
Blowtorch?
I have three of them, yes. You're just interested in blowtorches?
As far as technology goes in my kitchen, I'm pretty much a microwave guy. I'm very good with the microwave. I would call myself a microwave expert, actually. If it can be microwaved, I can do it. And I've learned lessons. I've become an expert after burning down a couple kitchens. Aluminum, not in the microwave. Spoons, also not in the microwave. I know that now. Yeah.
So how is kitchen tech changing? Let's find out.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology.
I'm Julia Child. All you need to make an omelet is a hot fire, and you need some butter, some salt and pepper, and some eggs.
This is Tech in Real Life.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Lizzie.
We are in the kitchen, or you're in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Kind of in the kitchen, yeah. Of our senior producer, Dan Semitovich. We're in New York, which means that this kitchen is...
This is a New York City kitchen, for sure.
It's yeah. My
great aunt would call this a one-butt kitchen.
Okay, all
right. It fits one butt in it. Yeah.
I feel you. What are we doing here in the kitchen?
So we're experimenting with a new tool. We're not quite making coffee, but we're going to play with something that makes coffee. Now, do you know what this is, this thing that I'm holding?
A tiny little lightsaber?
It kind of does look like a lightsaber, but it's basically a milk frother.
Okay.
So it's sort of like a little handle, and it's got a switch on it. It's basically on and off.
Ooh.
And that's it on. And it's got this little, what would you call this? Like a circular whiskey thing on the end, about the size of a dime. So, you know, when we go to coffee shops, there's all kinds of fancy drinks that we can get. And we love those fancy drinks. And more, technology is allowing us to do some of this stuff at home. And this is an example of that. Right now, we're going to make a little foamed milk, a little frothy milk. And I've got here this Easy Latte Milk Frother. That's the sound of $14.99 right there. It's not too expensive. It's pretty cheap. Should I try and froth some milk?
It sounds like an infomercial. Yeah. Froth some milk for me, man.
All right, cool. This is, of course, almond milk
in
true public radio fashion. But it's working pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you see it's getting bubbly there? If you wanted some froth on your milk, there you go. What's interesting about this, too, is this claims it can be used to stir up eggs for, you know, scrambled eggs, whip up eggs, stuff like that. And, you know, I don't know how long it'll last, but it's an interesting little tool, right?
Okay, so that's one little thing. You have
that
in your hand.
Right.
The idea of big kitchen tech coming down to little kitchen scale, that's kind of happening with other stuff too, yeah?
Absolutely. So I have an immersion blender at home, which I never would have imagined that I would own something like that, but they're relatively cheap now. Something that's really happening a lot right now because people are excited about it is sous vide. Do you know sous vide?
I do.
Yes.
Je parle français.
Yeah. So sous vide is this way of cooking food where you immerse stuff into this warm bath of water that's perfectly held at a certain temperature, and it perfectly cooks this thing that's in a vacuum sealed bag, right? Whether it's steak or broccoli or whatever.
And that's now kind of scaled down to tiny kitchen size?
These sorts of things are starting to be scaled down. Now, sous vide was, you know, if you buy a restaurant version of one of these things, it costs $1,000. And it's a kind of a fancy thing, right? But these days, you can find sous vide machines that are like $200, $300, and it'll do a really good job in your home. We're seeing a lot of trickle down here, this trickle down effect of professional kitchens using expensive technology to make a ton of food, but now people being able to do similar things in their home at, I would say, pretty comparable quality.
What else is out there?
Well, there's actually a lot of different kinds of things. I've seen crowdfunded blow torches.
Whoa.
So that you can actually brulee your creme brulee, for instance. I've seen fancy coffee grinders, cold brew equipment. That's a big thing now. Cappuccino makers. All this stuff is becoming affordable at home. And this is happening, I would say, in part because cooking shows and media are driving demand, driving interest. That drives companies to manufacture stuff that the home cook can afford.
This goes a little farther, though, than devices. I mean, we're also talking about the techier part of this, which is the wired kitchen,
yes.
The Internet of Things.
Yes. So I don't know. Have you heard of the Egg Minder?
What's that?
This is a smart egg carton that tells you which eggs are freshest.
Wait, really?
Yes. And when your eggs go bad, when you need to get new ones, there are smart cutting boards out there. People are starting to build things like this. Then, of course, I don't know if you've heard of the Amazon Echo. It's that thing that sort of you put in your house. It's a little creepy, but you put it in your house and it listens to you, but it can also help you complete recipes and cook at the table, things like that.
Wow.
A lot of people who cook at home are already using their phones or tablets in the kitchen to read recipes or look at instructional videos online, right? This is all
yes.
part of the Internet of Things. And it's about to get even weirder.
Like that refrigerator, but
yes.
wired?
Yes, that refrigerator, but wired, the kind of thing where your fridge and your television talk to each other, for instance. So your television knows what you usually have in your fridge, and it can deliver you advertisements for things you're getting low on, for instance. Or maybe your fridge will ping your phone when you leave the house and say, hey, you usually have butter inside of me, and now there's no butter, so you might want to pick up some butter while you're out.
Wow. So I will never again wander the grocery store shelves wondering what it is I forgot.
That's right.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Get some of our tech in your life. Visit us on the web at marketplaceweekend.org. You can download our podcast in the iTunes store or tweet us. We're at Marketplace WKND.